Thank you, and I'm Vernon Joins, and today we'll be studying a question: is the church out of date? This is something we've been hearing for several years now, and people have different ways of expressing this, but it seems strange to me that the theologians, so-called, are nearly always the ones who try to destroy religion. A few years ago, one claimed that God is dead. He got headlines, which seemed to be his goal, and others seek less direct means of trying to reach the same goal. One theologian declares, "The church is a dying institution," and he goes on to say that the church concept is out of date in our modern society. Others pick up the cry with their own slogans, "The church doesn't matter, it's Jesus Christ who saves." And I'm the first to admit that the world does not need the proliferation of denominations that curse today's religious world. But does that mean that the church we read about in the Bible is out of date? Well, it really doesn't make a lot of difference what I say or what you say, but what is important is what the Lord says. And that's what we're going to be taking a look at for the next few moments. First of all, we point the fact that the church belongs to Jesus Christ. And when Peter confessed the deity of Jesus, he answered in Matthew 16:18, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Because he is the builder of that church, it is called or identified as a possession of his. In Romans 16:16, he says, "The churches of Christ salute you." Again, the church is referred to as the church of the firstborn in Hebrews 12:23. And as a kingdom, which it is, he says that it's a kingdom that cannot be shaken in Hebrews 12:28. When we speak of the churches begun by men, we may reasonably conclude that they become outdated. Even their creeds and doctrines have to be revised from time to time, but not so with the Lord's church. But can we conclude then that the eternal one, that is the church that was built by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is obsolete? Now, from the beginning, the Lord purposed the church. In Ephesians 3:10-11, he said, "To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers and heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God." Now notice it, "according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord." That the church was not built by accident, nor simply to fill a temporary need in our society, because Jesus died for the church. Ephesians 5:25, he says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." And he's the one who purposed the church, and it required the death of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, Revelation 13:8. And you will notice that this again expresses the eternal nature of the church that was purposed. Now, the death of Christ and the church of Christ are both according to the eternal purpose of God, then. We may rightly conclude that denominations are out of date, but the church, which belongs to Jesus Christ, will never be out of date. Let's also take a look briefly at the nature of the church of our Lord. Most people misunderstand the church, for denominationalism has conditioned religious thoughts to think of the church only in the denominational sense. But the church built by Jesus Christ is not a denomination. Even that word indicates division itself. But the church that's built by Jesus Christ is the body of Christ. Is his body obsolete? Is it out of date? Notice that the scripture says he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, in Colossians 1:18. And again, in the Ephesian letter, chapter 1, verse 22, he says, the church, which is his body. It is obvious to all that there is one body in Ephesians 4 and verse 4. And even as Paul writes in Romans 12, in verses 4 and 5, he says, we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one, and we're one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Those who are baptized into Christ, Romans 6 and verse 3, are baptized into his death, and thus become part of the one body, the church. In 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and verse 13, again, in the members of the body of Christ are not members of denominations. They are people who have personally given themselves to Jesus Christ through faith and obedience for him to be their head. Now, the nature of the church is seen also in the figure used in Ephesians 2, verses 19 and 20. He said, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Those who are in the church are members of God's household, or the household of God. That church is also called the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth, in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. Let us emphasize again that denominations, that is, man-made churches, are not members of God's house or family. Those described by Paul in Galatians 3, 26 and 27 are in God's family. He said, for you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That describes the church, the family of God, members of which became children of God by the obedience of faith, Romans 16 and verse 26. Now, the nature of the church is further shown in Paul's writings to the church in the Corinthian letter. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, God's temple is what it's called. He said, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now, God told Israel that they should come before him in the temple, and that he would dwell there, Exodus 25 and verse 8 and Deuteronomy 12 and verse 11. But when people today commit their lives to God through Jesus Christ, he said, all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit, Ephesians 2 verses 21 and 22. Because the church is the temple of God, it is here God meets and blesses his people. The agreement, rather, he asked this question, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. In 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. The church of the Lord is his bride. The husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, for ye are members of his body. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. There is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and his church. It comes from Ephesians 5 and portions of verses 23 through 32. In Revelation 21:9, the church is pictured as the bride, the Lamb's wife. And Paul tells us that we are espoused to one husband, that is Christ. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 2. Now, really, can that church become out of date? Can the body of Christ be outdated? Can the family of God be out of date? Is the holy temple composed by God's people out of date? And who would accuse the bride of Christ of being out of date? No, friends, Christ is still the head of his church, Colossians 1:18. He is still adding the saved to his church, Acts 2 and verse 47. And he is still Lord to those who compose his body, Acts 2:36, Ephesians 1:22 and 23. That church is in the world today, the one that some have claimed is dead, out of date, no longer in touch with the people. But when Jesus promised to build his church, he said, "The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it," in Matthew 16:18. According to his promise, that church still exists. It has the same characteristics as more than 1,900 years ago. It is the body of Christ, the family of God, the temple of God, the bride of Christ. That is his promise. When the apostles preached the gospel of Christ in Jerusalem, more than 1,900 years ago now, those who heard were pricked in their heart and asked what they should do, Acts 2 and verse 37. God's answer was, and still is, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That's precisely what Jesus taught in the Great Commission. Remember how that he taught them to go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world, Matthew 28:19 and 20. And how that in Mark 16:15 and 16, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." And in Luke 24:46 and 7, thus it is written, "And thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations." Now, when the apostles preached that gospel in Jerusalem, there were approximately 3,000 who heard, who believed, and were baptized, and were added to the church that belongs to Christ, by the Lord, Acts 2:41 through 47. Those new members of Christ's body then were said to continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers, Acts 2, verse 42. They met on the first day of the week to eat the Lord's Supper, Acts 20 and verse 7, 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28. They prayed together, Acts 2:42, Colossians 4:2. They also sang psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs and made the melody in their heart to the Lord, in Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16. Theirs was simple but heartfelt spiritual worship. The churches of Christ, Romans 16:16, in each city had elders to oversee and watch for the souls of their members that were among them. Acts 14:23, 1 Peter 5:1-3, Hebrews 13 and 17. Churches of Christ, at that day that the church started in Jerusalem, had no ecclesiastical authority or organization binding them. Neither do they today. With elders and deacons in each church of Christ, Paul addressed them in Philippians 1, verse 1, ministers who preach the word, and all the members seeking the glory of God, churches of Christ now strive to be just what they were at the beginning of the church more than 1,900 years ago. We need an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, which we have in Christ and in His body, the church, Hebrews 6:18. And Peter tells what that hope is in 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4, when he said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." The Church of Christ, at the beginning, did not look for an earthly home, but for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God, Hebrews 11 and verse 10. The building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 1. That's the one hope of Ephesians 4, verse 4, and it is the hope of the churches of Christ then and now. Is that church out of date? People are still sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Man still needs the Savior. And when the Savior saves them, He adds them to His church, the family of God, in which they worship and serve Him. And as long as man needs God and Christ, the church can never be out of date, for it is the body of Christ. Those who are saved by Him to become God's family. Churches designed by men, built by men, ruled by men, are badly out of date. In fact, they were never in date. But we would plead with you today to investigate the Word of God, which is the seed of the kingdom, Luke 8:11, and find there the church God has revealed to us. Then putting your faith in the words of Jesus, do His will, and become a member of His church. Then you will belong to Christ, be a part of the body of Christ, which is the church of Christ, the church that can never become out of date as long as the world stands.